Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The U.S. stock market will be hit violently this morning. Looks that way. Stock futures are down big time after more panic selling throughout the Pacific Rim. While you were sleeping, Japan's Nikkei lost nearly 6%. The market in Hong Kong fell nearly 9%. It's all about the U.S. falling into recession. Beyond that, a lot of fear that the credit crunch will become a financial catastrophe. Wall Street gets its first chance to react following a three-day weekend. Already we're hearing speculation about an emergency cut in interest rates. That idea may have helped markets across Europe stabilize somewhat today after being down very badly yesterday. Let's bring in our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's the mood this morning?
All the big European bourses, London, Paris and Frankfurt, opened sharply lower. London's proved more buoyant than the rest. At one stage this morning, it was actually up, but it's since been drifting in and out of negative territory. So generally speaking, I would say the mood is nervous.
So safe to say that the root of this selling is the perception that the U.S. is indeed headed for a recession. Talk to me, if you can, about the bigger concern, which is the fate of these so-called monoline insurers.
Yes, I mean, these were companies that hardly any of us had heard anything about a few months ago. But they do play a pretty crucial role in the background of the financial markets. Banks and other financial institutions rely on them very heavily to guarantee the security of the debt forms that they're exposed to. Now, on Friday, you may recall, the credit rating agency Fitch downgraded the second biggest monoline insurer, Ambac. It stripped it of its AAA rating. And the fear that was running rampant in stock markets yesterday was that if there are widespread downgrades of these monoline insurers, we could be looking at investment banks having huge holes in their balance sheets. One analyst that I was talking to last night suggested this could be very, very serious indeed, and perhaps beyond even the central banks to control.
Our Stephen Beard in London. Thanks so much.
Okay, Doug.
The World Economic Forum will meet in Davos, Switzerland, beginning tomorrow. Now, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson canceled plans to attend. He's working instead on the president's economic stimulus package. Mr. Paulson will speak this morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. Then later, we'll get another view on the economy. The National Association of Business Economics will release its quarterly survey on business conditions. As Jeremy Hobson reports, it might have a bit of good news.
4 in 5 respondents say employment will either hold steady or increase in the near term. Yet practically everybody expects the housing slowdown to continue. Ken Simonson, chief economist with the Associated General Contractors of America, calls it an interesting dichotomy.
I think this is really distinctive in that there is so much more upbeat attitude about companies' own capital spending and hiring plans in the face of what's widely reported to be the beginning of a recession or at least a very marked slowdown.
David Madland at the Center for American Progress says some Americans are always upbeat, but this survey reflects false optimism.
A few people might think they can swim against the tide, but the tide is taking the economy down.
Madland says just ask workers who see a different picture when it comes to wages, retirement, and health care. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Siemens. From strengthened urban infrastructures to sustainable environmental solutions to advanced healthcare technology, Siemens' 70,000 U.S. employees are providing solutions for America. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
In Hollywood this morning, nominees will be announced for the Academy Awards. This year's Oscar ceremony is in doubt, of course, because of the writer's strike. But there's buzz this morning about informal talks beginning this week. As the strike drags on, businesses catering to writers have been suffering. In Los Angeles, Lenora Chu stopped by one restaurant that got creative during these tough times.
Campanile is that hotspot famous for its gourmet grilled cheese. In Italian, Campanile means bell tower. Problem is, since the writer strike began, few bells have been ringing at the restaurant, least of all the cash register.
And the business has been seriously affected by the writer strike.
That's Campanile chef and owner Mark Peel. He noticed the midweek crowd thinned out after the strike began, so he launched the Writer's Soup Kitchen. On Wednesdays, anyone with a Writer's Union card can bring in a table full of guests, and everyone gets a three-course meal for $18. That's about half price. It's been packed Wednesdays ever since.
We're not making any money on this, but it is filling the restaurant. The truth is, no matter what your profit margin is, if you're not selling anything, you're not making any money.
Peel says the soup kitchen is also his thank you to his patrons over the years. Most are in show business.
They're the people who make the movies, make the TV shows. They're the writers, the producers, the directors, the cinematographers, the set designers, the costume designers.
An added bonus to soup kitchen night? Peel's loyal customers are bringing in friends who have never been to Campanile.
And those are the people I really want to see. The people we've never seen before.
People like internet writer Derek Hughes. Hughes says businesses are offering writers discounts on everything from massages to martinis, and he appreciates it. Tonight is his first time at Campanile.
It's not like writers will go actively seeking out, like, I'm going to go get money, you know, free food and, you know, have fries off on stuff like that. It's more about people having big hearts that, you know, has really been the great thing.
Eddie Gorodetsky is an Emmy Award-winning TV comedy writer. He's been a Campanile regular for a decade. The soup kitchen has become a weekly routine. He says it brings him out of his cave.
It's really, because writers are often invisible. We're kind of, you know, socially inept.
One more thing, he says. Half-price meals are great, but he'd love to get back to work. In Los Angeles, I'm Lenora Chu for Marketplace.
And I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.